For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Since the beginning of time, humans have contemplated the meaning of life. Many are seeking direction on what may appear to be an aimless journey through our daily routine. God provides us a clear reason and guidance for our earthly journey. All creatures are part of His intelligent design so that we may honor and glorify our Creator. The only way to find true meaning in life is through Christ, whom God provided as a sacrifice that we may spend eternity with Him. This morning, Pastor Holland looks to John chapter 14 as he begins a two-part series entitled, How to Get to Heaven from Here.
John chapter 14, but I want to share with you today a thought on how to get to heaven from here. You know, that's the biggest question in the world, is the importance of getting to heaven. One of the greatest promises that God gave to us in His Word was the promise of heaven. I'm grateful today. We all realize this morning that as we live in this life, there's two possibilities when we leave this place. It's the hope of heaven, or it's the horror of hell. Today, I'm grateful that years ago that I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved me, and He gave me eternal life. Oh, the joy of visiting with people that know the Lord. There's no fear of death when they have accepted Christ, their Savior. No, they've been born again. But for those who have never been born again, those who have never been saved, they will end up in a place called hell. The Bible said, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The Bible says in the Word of God, there's a heaven. I believe today that I hold in my hand the Word of God. I believe it's inspired. I believe it's profitable. And I believe it's given to us in order that we might understand it. Many people today don't have the same convictions about the Word of God as we do. To many, we're just called fools. In fact, they tell us that we're hoping for something that'll never come to pass. They tell us the hope of heaven is nothing more than a myth or a fairy tale, and that we're deluded into thinking that one day we're going to go to a land of perfection where there's not going to be any more heartache. Friend, I got news for them. They're the ones that's the fool, excuse me, but they're going to find one day when they draw their last breath and wake up in that place that we warned them about, that it is definitely a place called hell and a place called heaven. Other people tell us, well, heaven is just a state of mind. Friend, I want you to know heaven is not a state of mind. Heaven is a real place, and those who put their faith and trust in God will go there one day when they die. Some people feel no different about animals that possess no spirit. They tell us that when we die just like they do. We simply die, and we cease to exist. What is right? Those who doubt the Lord, what He says in the Bible? Or the question I'm really asking today is, there is a place in heaven, and if there is a place in heaven, and there is, how do I get there? Friend, today, if I didn't know, I would listen carefully this morning, because I'm going to tell you from the Word of God how you can know that you know that you know that you know that you've been born again and saved by the grace of God. What I'd like to do today is consider what the Lord Jesus Christ told His disciples about this place called heaven. But I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Understanding, Jesus is about to go to the cross. He's about to die. He's called His disciples together into the upper room. Friend, I believe the Word of God was written for all of us in order that we might be blessed by it. And when He said to the disciples, let not your heart be troubled, I believe He said to me, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Friend, He just told us there's a place called heaven. He just told us that's where He is. And He's just told us that's where He wants you to be if you'll put your faith and trust in Him. The first thing we must understand and get settled before we go any further today is we got to understand this is the Bible. Now, if this is not the Bible, then it is just a myth or a fairy tale. But I'm going to tell you today, I have just as much faith in this book as I do anything else that I find. I know that what God said, He said literally, and He said there was a place called heaven. But I'm going to tell you, for the child of God, the crossover is much easier when you know they're going to heaven than it is when perhaps they do not know where they're going to go. The first thing I want you to notice with me this morning It's not only is there really a place called heaven, but it's a prepared place. It's a prepared place. Jesus said that He was going to prepare a place for those who believe in Him. I go to get it prepared. In fact, we have activities here at the church. Many people sometimes labor all day in order to prepare. Wouldn't it be a mess if we got here one night and we were having a banquet and all of a sudden the cook showed up at the time we were supposed to be serving? You see, back in their day, to prepare something refers to servants who always went ahead of the king. They would go ahead of the king and they would level the roads. They would prepare the way. Those servants would go ahead so when the king came by, there'd be no bumps in the road or there'd be no interferences or obstacles that would hinder him in his travel. I want you to know that God has gone to prepare a place for us. He's already there, by the way. You know, it only took Him 6 days, the Bible said, to create everything we have in this world. 6 days, and the Bible said on the seventh day, He rested. And He's been over 2,000 years preparing us a place called heaven. I don't know about you, but He did a wonderful job in 6 days. I can only imagine what He's going to do in 2,000 years while He's preparing a place called heaven where you and I are going to be able to go. I tell you today, I can tell you a lot about heaven. I can tell you what the Bible says. I can tell you heaven's a wonderful place. But I believe when you get to heaven, you say that preacher didn't know nothing. I tell you, it's greater than he ever said it would be. It's more beautiful than I could ever imagine. And the enjoyment of what we have is greater than I ever thought it could be. It's a prepared place. But not only that, we find in verse 2, the Bible said it was a perfect place. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the preparer of a heavenly city. Since that's the case, then we need to understand, if He's preparing the city, it's going to be perfect. Because He's perfect. He's the only man that lived without sin. And so He cannot create anything but something that's perfect. And that's exactly what He's doing in that place. When God produces something, it's always perfect. Imagine a place that's eternally free from all evil and all baggage that accompanies it. I long for heaven. I wish Jesus would come today. The joy of just knowing we're going to be in heaven forever and ever. Because all the baggage would be gone. Imagine a city that's free from all the burdens and trials. And I tell you today, I've sat there, I've watched Mom and Dad leave, and I've even experienced my sisters going, and I've experienced a son going. I'm grateful to know where they're going, and I'm grateful to know that one day I'm going to go to that place, and there ain't going to be no more death. It's not going to be any more knocks on my door saying, I'm sorry to tell you, but your son's dead, because it's a perfect place. It's a place of perfect peace. No sin, no Satan, all peace. I tell you, we live in a life of turmoil. We live in a life of sin. We live in a life and people are contrary to everything that we try to do and they come against us in many ways. But I tell you, heaven's going to be a place of peace, a place of perfect joy. Can you imagine being happy all the time? It's a place of perfect love. There ain't going to be no hard feelings over there. There's not going to be any grudges over there. There's not going to be any of those things. It's going to be a place of perfect love. It's going to be a place of perfect existence. It's a place of permanent residence. I don't plan to move again down here if I can help it. But when I get to heaven, I'm going to be in my permanent place. And I'm going to be with the Lord forever and ever and ever. But I'm going to tell you, yesterday and today may be beautiful, but it'll be nothing compared to the days that we have in heaven. It'll be a place of perfect beauty. It'll be a place of perfect service. It'll be a place of perfect people. Friend, there's going to be a lot of things going to be left behind that people want down here. Because there ain't nothing going to heaven that defileth. It's a place of a perfect Savior. You know, today, Jesus is perfect. And I find today in Revelation 22, verses 3 through 5, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. It doesn't say they might, if he can get enough volunteers. But he said, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever and ever. I'm telling you, it's a prepared place, it's a perfect place, but it's a populated place. This place is prepared for who? All those who put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now again, somebody said, okay, then certain people are going to go to hell, so He created hell for them. No, the Bible said that God created hell for the devil and his angels. But there's many that's going to go there because they reject and refuse to receive the Son of God as their Savior. Hell's a place not prepared for men. It's prepared for the devil. But God's preparing a place for those who love Him and are saved by the grace of God, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Friend, you're not going to heaven because you could. You're not going to heaven because you joined the church. You're not going to heaven because you've been baptized. You're not going to heaven because your mom and daddy's going to heaven. You're going to go to heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ that covers all our sin. Scientists estimate that some 40 billion souls have lived upon the earth since the time of Adam. Now understand, all 40 billion aren't going to heaven. But you know what the Bible says? They've had to broaden the way that leads to hell. Because there's many on that road. But the road to heaven, there's few there be that find it. Of these 40 billion, they estimate that 70%, 28 million, never live to see their 8th birthday. That's astonishing, isn't it? That 70%, 28 million, never live to see their 8th birthday. The Bible makes it clear that I believe that these little ones are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know what the age is. I believe that oftentimes we bring our children to church and Sunday school, and I believe they'll come to the time that they understand the truth. It may be 5, it may be 6, it may be 8, it may be 9. But we need to be sure that we've got them in the place where they can hear the Word of God, put their faith and trust in Him, know that they're saved, and on their way to heaven when the Lord comes back. But I believe the Bible teaches very plainly if a baby dies, they do go to heaven. Add to this number those who are killed by abortion every year. In the U.S., abortion has claimed the infamous title of the number one killer. It takes the lives of 1.5 million unborn infants every year. Worldwide, the figure is 40 million killed every year before they ever have a chance to breathe in this life. I believe that every one of them is going to be in heaven. I tell you, somebody might not have wanted them here. But Jesus says, come on, I'll take you in. You may not have got a chance to live down here, but you're going to get a chance to live up here. You come on in. Many are born without the mental capacity to understand, to make a choice of accepting Jesus Christ. I believe we're going to see them in heaven. I don't believe we're going to see them in their deformity. I don't believe we're going to see them in their wheelchair. I don't believe we're going to see them with their limitations. I believe we're going to see them made whole. Because Jesus has accepted them, I believe they're going to heaven. Because God knows they have not the mental capability to understand. Now, if you consider the estimates say that approximately 10% of the human population has received Jesus as their Savior. Did you get that? The estimate is 10%. What was we talking about, 40 billion? It's not a whole lot. 10%. When all these estimates are added up, it becomes clear that heaven is going to be a place for all the redeemed of the ages. And there'll be so many that no man can number. There's going to be a lot of people in heaven. But I believe there's going to be more people in hell.
The estimated number of people that have lived on this earth is staggering. Sadly, only a small percentage of those people have professed Christ as their Savior. While many will be in heaven, statistics tell us that many more will be in hell. The only path to heaven is through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church
or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.